This is American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.
So, so American Copywriter dot typepad, T-Y-P-E-P-A-D.
.com. Right.
So check that out.
So check that out and see what we
comment.
It's just some notions that we've got and some
make fun of Neil.
Yes, make fun of Neil Getzlow. That's G E T Z L O W. Because Neil gets low, but he also gets high.
Yeah.
He's never heard that. And Neil is one of our PR guys, and his nickname in high school was Iron Balls. Because he was a pitcher.
Yeah.
Remember this story?
Yes.
It was like we were in a meeting about meet the team, and it's like tell the team something you don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know about you. And his nickname was Iron Balls because he was a baseball pitcher in high school, and one game he took a line drive right into the Balzac. And
that's a technical term.
Balzac.
Yeah.
He was nicknamed Iron Balls because he somehow struggled to his knees, picked up the ball, and made the play at first. Then they pulled him out of the game where he probably put some ice on there. But Iron Balls was born. And that is an Iron Balls legend.
So
and Seth, who's organized our SHS softball team,
right.
Iron Balls is our pitcher.
Yes, very good.
So that'll be fun.
Very good, yes. Well, yes, check the blog out. Please participate. This show will succeed because of you guys. So
right.
we ask you to participate. Help us to make it better. For instance, you kept complaining about the levels. We hope we fixed that.
Yes, we hope we did.
So we'll
and
see.
It looked loud. Golly.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Kashuk for a minute. Here's the big question that I have.
Okay.
Are the Wookiees the only sentient beings on that particular planet?
Sentient. Yes.
Sentient.
Either way. As far as I know, they are.
Yes.
It's them and a lot of, you know, wildlife, sort of.
Right.
But as we know, I'm not exactly sure, because in the Star Wars universe, like on Naboo, you have the Naboo,
right.
the humanoids, and then you've got the Gungans. So
right.
I a lot of them have different planets, but as far as I know, they're just
now,
the Wookiees.
And I'm glad you brought up the Gungans. Because this...
Well, you're the only one.
Yes. Well, no, but see, now...
But I didn't bring up Jar Jar.
This is going to get back to George Lucas as marketer.
Okay.
The Gungans and the Ewoks.
Yes.
Okay. Clearly, characters that are put in there for merchandise sales only.
Absolutely. And again, back to the filmmaker versus
marketer. Yes.
A filmmaker.
And he knew what he was doing.
Absolutely. A filmmaker.
Right.
Is not going to put those teddy bears in there.
Right.
A filmmaker is not going to put, ooh, Misa, Jar Jar Binks.
Right.
Okie day.
Right.
He is selling toys.
Because he knows what he's doing.
And I remember this so well when there was major flack.
Yes.
About Jar Jar.
Uh-huh.
And I kept saying, you guys, he's selling toys.
Right.
He wants to build the merchandise again.
It's the movie's a commercial.
And then like a week after I saw the movie, I'm at the Woodside swimming pool with Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And I'm playing in the water. Or actually, I was reading a book.
Right.
Sitting on the side. And out of the pool flies a toy.
Right.
And I look down and it's a Jar Jar.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. $3.
Yeah. So,
you know, $3.
Right.
How many Jar Jars did he sell?
Right. Well, he sold a ton. And
right.
Now, but he's presented, actually, what I think is very interesting about this movie is that he's not doing that with this movie. He's actually saying, okay, don't bring the kiddies too.
He absolutely has, in
There's
fact.
There's no Ewoks or Gungans here.
He has, in fact, said, I don't think this would be a good movie for the little kids. And it's the, as you may or may not know, it's the first PG-13.
They've all been PG. I didn't know that.
They've all been PG.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so.
Thanks for tuning in to American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.